Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to be talking to our guest today, Kathy Plisco. She is with the UGA SBDC at Georgia State. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, for those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about the SBDC? How are you serving folks?
Yes. So the UGA Small Business Development Center at Georgia State, frequently referred to as the SBDC, provides both one-on-one, confidential, no-cost consulting to small businesses. Our mission is to enhance the economic development of small businesses in Georgia. We also provide training and classes that on a range of business topics, such as how to succeed in LinkedIn, how to do digital marketing like a pro, how to wow your lender. So we take businesses really from beginning to all the way to the end, either through consulting or through training.
And then those services are so valuable, they must be very expensive. Can you share how much all of that information and connections and knowledge costs?
The consulting is free. So that's a great thing. We are funded partially by the SBA, and so all of the consulting is free. It is confidential. We do not share any information about our clients unless they have signed a form to allow us to share it. And then the training classes are at a minimal cost. They range anywhere from $29 up to multi-class signature classes, which could go up to about $400 or $500.
Right, but pretty much this is a lot of stuff for free for an entrepreneur, and especially a new entrepreneur that wants to learn about being an entrepreneur. This is a great resource for them because, like you said, the SBA is already kind of footing the bill for a lot of this stuff. It's through taxpayer dollars anyway.
Yes, it is. And so our goal is to educate entrepreneurs so that when they encounter the next issue, when they encounter the next year and they need to do their financials again and budgeting, that they know how to do it. It's an educational process.
So now, is your backstory, were you an entrepreneur? Did you come from corporate? What is your kind of, how'd you get to where you are now?
My background is finance. And so I spent 25 years in banking. And so doing corporate loans anywhere from $5 million up to $500, $600 million.
And which a lot of entrepreneurs, they may not have that need, but they might have a need for $50,000 or $500,000 or $5 million.
Yes, what you learn, and I spent most of that 25 years in underwriting, so analyzing financial statements, analyzing management teams, businesses. And so you see some of the things that they do in trip, and you also see some things that really work and engage both the lender and as well as companies that really plan and are able to grow because of that.
Now, is there any advice or tips you can share for somebody? What are some easy do's and don'ts that you don't like to see or you like to see on financial statements?
Related to financial statements is just understanding what the story is. What story are you trying to tell with your financials? And financials, yes, are black and white. It is what happened, but you need to understand the story behind it. A lot of times, especially an entrepreneur who has a passion about a product or a service, the numbers may not be their favorite part. But sitting down with their accountant or sitting down with the SBDC or any other resources and going through those financials, understanding what that story is so that when they go to a lender or they're going to an investor, they can tell that story.
Now, for the entrepreneur out there that's listening, and can you explain the importance of having a relationship with a banker? it's one of those things where they may not think that that's an important relationship because, and especially if they have a big bank, they may not have the same person they see every time they come in the door of the building. But a relationship with a banker can make a huge difference. We've seen it with the PPE there. If you had a relationship with a banker, you probably got your money faster, if at all. Can you share your experience on why something like that, which seems trivial but could be really important if you want to seriously grow your business?
It really just gets down to relationship. I mean, if someone knows you when you walk in the door and shakes your hand, knows your name, they know your story, and you really do want to be acquainted with that banker, just like your doctor. You want to know them before you need them.
And it's one of those things where, like you said, the entrepreneur might be great at whatever it is that they do, and they may not be as skilled in finance. They may not be skilled in accounting or bookkeeping or things like that. But those relationships with those trusted advisors are critical if you really want to grow and scale your business.
Absolutely. I would say establish a great relationship with your banker. Know who you want to use as an attorney. Even use an attorney to do some of your preliminary documents for you, any contracts. Same thing with an accountant. You want those relationships as you go along. Whatever your business and your service is, figure out what your strength is and what else you need around you and either hire that or contract it out.
So now when you look around the room here and you see the Main Street Fund participants in this cohort, it's exciting to see them at the beginning of their journey, right?
Yes.
Is there anything that you've seen so far that's have got you excited, or any advice for these folks that are out there just, you know, trying to grind and trying to make something happen?
You know, just stay focused. Really, the planning piece, it's not a lot of fun, but it's critical. As you take each step, seek advice, whether it's from your banker, whether it's from your accountant, your attorney, SBDC, the other services, some of our cousins, sister organizations, whatever you want to call it, through the SBA. Go get those relationships so that those people can help you. And there are people that will help you along your journey. Other entrepreneurs are also very beneficial, understanding what crisis, what challenges they've gone through, how they've overcome those is important. You don't have to do everything yourself.
Now, is there a mistake that you see over and over and you're like, here we go again?
Usually probably putting the cart before the horse, so to speak, where, you know, you get excited about your business, you maybe overspend. I saw it, regardless of what size the business is, you see it even in public companies where, you know, they want to expand and they go and they throw a lot of money at something, they go do an acquisition. It applies to both large businesses and small. Just really making sure that you back up, think about it. Are you accomplishing what you want to accomplish, and does it make sense to spend that money?
So if somebody wants to connect with the SBDC, maybe you or one of your colleagues, what is the best way to do so?
The best way is to go to our website, which is www.georgiasbdc.org. So again, since I was flummering through that, www.georgiasbdc.org. There is a location tab. You would click on that. Determine which of our 18 offices services your area. The Georgia State location specifically focuses on Fulton County and other businesses close to us that may not quite be in Fulton County. And then they can also look at our training tab, which would give them the list of training across the organization. And we are doing both webinars, hybrid, and in-person training.
And you're like the Main Street Fund in that you'll have conversations with any business. They don't have to just be in tech, or they don't have to, you know, be a gazillion-dollar business. You'll talk to anybody, whether they have an idea all the way up to a thriving business, right?
Yes, we will. So anyone that wants to contact us, you would go to the website. It would give you our telephone number. It would also give you a link. You could fill out a form. Tell us a little bit about either your idea or your business, and then we can take it from there. If it's something that we don't feel like we have the capacity to do, we can refer it out to someone else, or we can send you the link to set up an appointment with a consultant. And those appointments are usually an hour to 2 hours long. You would go through it, establish what your game plan is, and then you go off with a list of things to do. Your consultant may also have a list of maybe database information that we have access to that we can provide, or names or referrals or anything like that. And so the consultant would have a list of things that they may deliver back to you. The biggest thing is that you do have a list of things to do. The consultants aren't going to do it for you.
Right, but you are kind of a team now.
Yes.
Now you have a team member.
Yes, you do. You have a team member. You can, just go through ideas, just brainstorm, decide what the next path is. You can provide your business plan to the consultant. The consultant can help you develop that business plan. Literally, we can kind of do all of it. We've got 50-plus consultants across the state. We have folks that focus in agriculture, folks that focus in HR, QuickBooks, everything. And so if the consultant that you're teamed with is not an expert in what you need, there is usually someone in our network that they can team up with, bring them in, and consult and help you.
And it's all pretty much no charge. There is kind of some small charges for certain types of education you go through, but there's consulting is part of what you're going to get.
Consulting is all free. It's always free. One-on-one consulting is always free. Well, the only thing that there is a charge for would be if you chose to take a class.
Right. So, Kathy, thank you so much for what you do. It's one of those best-kept secrets, and I wish more people would take the time to learn more about it. It's so valuable, especially to the brand-new entrepreneur who doesn't know what's what and who's who. This is a great starting point to at least kind of start building your network.
Yes, it is. I appreciate you having me on as well. Thank you.
All right, Kathy, you're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.